In my dream, I find myself alone walking along a tree-lined path. It is so well traveled that the dirt is smooth. A cool, gentle breeze is blowing. Suddenly, three angels descend in front of me. After they land, their wings fold and fold again and fold again. They approach me and announce that they have been sent to walk with me and answer my questions. I tell them I have many questions. One of the angels, who is tall and very noble-looking, smiles at me. When I try to make eye contact, he looks away or toward another angel. He asks, "What are your questions?" I say, "I have great concern for those who are involved in the feast days and how they celebrate old Jewish customs. I have read and watched how they dress, dance, and perform different rituals. I also have questions about the Bible code. Is there any truth to a person being able to look through the Bible and find a hidden message in different passages?" I ask other questions, but he interrupts me. The angel says, "Because you do not understand certain well-grounded customs in different studies, you find things different from the way you think they should be. If certain groups want to celebrate an ancient Jewish ritual by song and dance, it is not up to you to say it is bad just because things are shown to you in a dream contrary to what I'm showing you to be correct now. The enemy wants all to love and worship God in their own way." Then he says, "As for the Bible code, there is so much to be found if one just takes the time to study and look for it there. You will find so much truth, from the smallest thing on earth to the largest galaxy in the universe." Then another angel says, "You need to go back and recant the things you have said. You did not understand what you were shown. You do not understand about the things you spoke of concerning the Bible verses, Joe Cruz, and Doug Batchelor. Ellen White's writings were mostly what she felt. You are doing the same thing now, aren't you? I feel there is much to learn from them, but something doesn't seem right. I want to look into their eyes, but every time I try, they look away. Suddenly, I stop walking and look right at them. They turn and ask me to continue walking with them. I ask, 'What is my name, my new heavenly name? I want you to tell me the name I saw in my dream at the table in heaven. I want to hear the same name I have been told before.' The one angel is irritated and says, 'The name is not important, and we have much more to share with you. Drop the whole name thing and let's continue on.' I look up at the other angel, who is talking all the time, and say, 'No, I am not going to walk any further until you tell me my new name.' He says, 'Fine, I will. I know we have said you are the bold one.' He smiles and a peace comes over me. As I look up at him, I feel as if everything is fine. Then he starts saying a name that I do not recognize. I look straight up and cry aloud, 'My Father, in the name of Jesus, help!' Before I can finish the word 'help,' the sky rolls apart as if it is a carpet being rolled back. Many angels quickly come and stand before me to block the first three angels from being near me. Several of them hold shields and what looks like pure gold glowing swords. Then the angel who has previously said to call him the herald appears in front of me. He tells the angels with the shields to assist the three angels away from me. Then he tells the three angels to never come close to one of these, which are they. The herald looks at me and smiles so that his dimples show. I look into his eyes and see such love and patience. He calls me by my heavenly name, the name I wanted to hear but can only remember during a dream. He says, "All of heaven was watching and waiting until you cried out for help. We have been waiting for you, which are they, which have a great work to do." Still smiling, my angel asks, may I have your right hand again? I hold up my right hand, which he takes, and I feel a peace and security. He says, there is more I need to show you. We ascend and soon are in a corridor seen in previous dreams. We go through the wall and into a room where there are many people. Some are not important people, and some are. Some are not well-educated, some are. Many people work serving others. I do not know anyone. I ask the angel, who are these people? He says, watch closely. I watch a man speaking who is greasy from his head to his feet. Apparently, he had been working on a car. He speaks as if he is not well educated, but yet knowledgeable about mechanical things. Suddenly, a light from above surrounds him, making it seem like his hat catches on fire. The man speaks again and is able to speak as though he is well versed. He goes out to speak to many who will gather around him. He speaks about the love of Jesus and how we need to accept him as our closest friend and how we need to accept and believe that he died for us. Many, many, many people gathered around and accepted Jesus. Looking back to the room where I am, I see another man. I know he is a person that picks up trash and cleans bathrooms. He carries a mop and a broom. His back is bent from leaning over so much as he cleans. The light comes down brightly on him, and his hair also seems to catch fire. He drops his mop and broom. Now he is holding a Bible and a spirit prophecy book. His back straightens up, and he leaves the room. Many surround him, and he starts sharing things from the Bible and spirit of prophecy. I turn and look in the room again. Knowing I see a prisoner who has done something wrong, I ask the angel, is he a prisoner still or is he set free? My angel smiles with such patience, looks at me, squeezes my hand a little and says, watch. A light from above shines on the prisoner and the top of his head seems to catch on fire. He leaves and begins speaking to many who are dressed just like himself. Many, many, many gather around and listen. Many fall to their knees and cry to Jesus for forgiveness of their sins. I turn and see a man holding a shovel in his right hand. He wears heavy mudcake work boots. His face is dirty with sweat marks. A light shines from above, and his hard hat seems to catch on fire. He goes out and starts speaking. I look to my angel, who still holds my hand, and ask, when will this happen? We leave the room to stand on the corridor. I ask again, when will the event I just saw happen? He asks, what do you think you just saw happen? I answer, wasn't this the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? He says, come. Holding my hand, he takes me into a large room that I know is a bakery. The bread is being made by hand. The angel draws my attention to one area. He says, notice how the person kneads the bread and works the ingredients together. Is that a loaf of bread? I answer, no. He says, notice over there how the bread sits and rises, then later is kneaded back down. Is it a loaf of bread? I answer, no. He says, notice over there. Do you see the bread has become large again? Is it a loaf of bread? I answer, no. He says, look over there. Do you see them putting the bread into the oven? Is it a loaf of bread? I answer, no. He says, look over there where the bread is being taken out of the oven. Is it a loaf of bread? I answer, yes. He asks, but can it be eaten? I am not sure what he is telling me. He smiles at me, squeezes my hand, and says, look over there. Do you see the person taking the cold loaf of bread, slicing it into straight, even slices, and then placing it in a plastic bag? Is it now a loaf of bread? I answer, yes, but what are you trying to tell me? He looks at me, smiles, and replies, it smells good in here, doesn't it? We leave and are back in the corridor. My angel says, there is much to making a loaf of bread. I say, I have some questions for you. He smiles, never letting go of my hand, and says, come over here and we will sit on this couch. What do you want to know? I reply, I know you showed me about people with trumpets on a table and how they had made a small monument with 2012 on it, but I do not understand. Is it wrong what they are doing, or are they doing what God wants them to do? My angel replies, what else are you wondering about? I answer, I have read about how people say you can look in the Bible and find hidden messages to explain things happening today. He says, tell me your other questions. I ask more questions. He says, the great Comforter has sent me so you can show others. Come, I want to show you something. We walk to the wall and are about to walk through, but he stops and calls me by my heavenly name. He says, I hold you by the hand and will not let you go. I am to show you something which you are to share. It is important that people understand this. We walk through the wall inside a large room. Different groups are sitting down studying and debating over finite details. They are also arguing about the way we need to believe, how what they have found is to be held as truth, and how they can prove their studies. Using powerful computers, one group enters text until they get it to say what they want. Another group kneels with what looks like a tablecloth over their heads. They argue over what they have been shown and cry, oh, the persecution we are getting! Woe unto us! I ask the angel, why does this last group practice this ritual? Was this just a custom from the days when Jesus was crucified on the cross? My angel holds my right hand tightly and does not say a word. We walk a little further into the room. There is a very small group of people kneeling and praying. They do not argue, but pray and cry and ask for the forgiveness of sins. They recount their lives and try to recall any sins they need forgiven. This group has many angels kneeling with them, comforting them with an encircling right arm. My angel turns to me and says, I am now to show you again what the great instructor showed you. Be of courage and know that I will hold on to you. Do not be afraid, as a great comforter has sent me so you can show others. Hold your courage and know I will not let you go. You shall not share the details of this, but you may describe it briefly. If you give details in your description, I will correct you. We walk through a wall in the corridor and watch from high above as events unfold on the earth. I ask, is this before the Sunday law? He answers, this is soon to happen. I watch as God allows Satan to cause problems on the face and under the face of the earth. Many, many, many cities fall. Innumerable people die. The sky twists and turns, and many bolts of electricity hit the earth. Large round objects hit the earth, causing it to shake. Water covers many buildings. So many people are destroyed. I ask the angel, will everyone be destroyed? He squeezes my hand. The earth quits shaking. The wind causes the dust to clear and water recedes. The destruction shows how much Satan hates us. Many in the streets begin to cry aloud. We need to confess our sins to God. We need to show that we are not evil. We need to all go to church every week. My angel takes me back into the corridor, smiles a big smile, and says, I have a surprise for you. I am now to take you to one more place. We walk to the other side of the corridor. He puts his right hand on the wall and lets go of my right hand. I try to grab his hand, but he smiles back at me and says, Do not worry. This is the way it is to be. Our journey today is finished, but I will see you again soon. I say, But I have questions that need to be answered. He puts his left hand on my shoulder and says, Go through the wall. I ask, Are you coming with me? He says, Continue to be the bold one. I walk through the wall and come into another room where I see Jesus standing. He is waiting with his arms outstretched. I run to him, wrap my arms around him, and cry, I do not ever want to leave. He laughs and reaches down to wipe the tears from my face. I know you have many questions. Did I not send the Holy Spirit to guide and be with you? He calls me by my heavenly name and says, I have already shown you much and have given you much assurance. My people are to know I am coming, which you are telling them. As for the questions you ask my herald, you are to prepare yourself a clean vessel in which I can dwell. I said, If you love me, keep my commandments. Many of the traditions when I was with you on earth are no more. The study of ancient rituals is a device of Satan to keep you pursuing a wrong path. I have shown you this. All I ask now is that you keep my commandments and love me. I have not made it hard to understand this. It is not hidden in my book. I would never hide anything from the ones I love. Many are wasting valuable time examining old studies of the seven thunders when the time would be better spent preparing for my coming. Satan wants you to spend time in studies which are not important to your preparation. I have made it very clear to prepare a vessel for my spirit to be poured into. I will soon pour out my spirit and there will be unclean vessels. I cannot dwell there. You are to stay on the path and support and pay tribute to those who do my bidding. Soon the things I commanded my herald to show you will happen, but not until I allow them. Jesus then holds his hands on my shoulders and looks at me with those eyes that have such love. He says, To those who are they, prepare yourselves a vessel in which my spirit can be filled. Our Father awaits us. Jesus smiles and I have such peace. I move toward him and feel his arms wrap around me again. I tell him that I want to stay here with him. He hugs me very tightly, steps back and says, Soon, but you must stay faithful to me. We will spend eternity together.